as we're talking today with you about whatever you want to talk about, we'll demonstrate whether you're moving with or against the current, this powerful current of life that was established by you even before you got here and has been added to so powerfully since you've gotten into this physical body. We want you to get the sense that your life and what you're living is what's causing your river to move as fast as it is. And your thoughts right here in the moment are what are determining whether you're moving with the flow or not. A fast-moving river that you're moving with is an exciting, delicious, fulfilling life. A fast-moving river that you're in opposition to is torturous. But we promise you, friends, you would take a fast-moving river, no matter what your position in it, every time over a stagnant pond. Now, you don't think you would, but we promise you you would. We saw you coming in. We remember the enthusiasm with which you came forth. Not one of you said, I'll go forth, I'll get it all figured out, and I'll teach others the right way to live. Not one of you said, I'll go forth, I'll see what's going on, we'll whittle all of these ideas down to a handful of really good ideas, and then we will insist that everybody else live by these ideas. Not one of you said that because you understood that the variety or contrast would give birth to the new idea, and that the new idea is the excellence of life, that the new idea is the expansion of the universe. But it is not fun to have given birth to a new idea and then to be in vibrational opposition to it. And so we can understand when we say to you, well, friends, are you enjoying the expansion of your life? That you would say, well, sort of, kind of, maybe. And we say, are you appreciating those new desires? And you say, yes. And we say, and are you especially appreciating those things you want that have not yet come to fruition? And about then you say, give me a break, you're pushing too hard. But we want you to reach the place where it doesn't matter to you if it is manifested or not, because the idea that life has caused you to give birth to it means the stream is flowing. And unless you're in opposition to the stream, you're moving in the direction of it. And that's a wonderful life. Can you imagine if Jerry and Esther said to the river guide, where will this boat come out of this river? And he would say, oh, several miles downstream, close to Fort Collins. And so Esther would say to him, well, you know, we would like to put our raft back on the bus and drive it down the canyon, and then we'll put it in the river about 50 feet from where we're going to take it out because we like instant manifestation. And he would say, whatever you want, crazy lady. But I thought you wanted a ride on the river. And that's what we want to say to you. We thought you wanted a ride on the river. You didn't come forth to get it done. We don't see any of you say, I'm going to go on vacation, and I'm going to go here, 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 here. I'm at home, and then I'll go there, 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 and then I'll come back home. We don't see any of you say, now, wait a minute. Home is my final destination, and I'm already home. Why go? Why go? Just check vacation off the list. Vacation accomplished. You don't go on the vacation to get it done. You go because it's fun. You go for new things to see. You go for new stimulation, for new experiences. You go for new opportunities. You go for the experience of going. You don't go to get it done. And you did not come into this life experience to get it done. You came for the joy of living. You didn't come to give birth to a new idea in order to accomplish it, in order to get your mark on the chart. You came forth to give birth to an idea so that you could move in the direction of it, so that you could feel the power of the current of the river, so that you could feel the excellence of the way the universe responds to the vibrational frequency of what you're asking for, so that you could see the power of things coming into manifestation. You are a creator, and you like to create. If you were sculpting clay and you say, oh, I've made this beautiful statue, isn't it beautiful? And people would say to you, and now what are you working on? And you say, nothing. I made that 25 years ago, and I've been standing next to it ever since, just pointing at it. This represents my life experience. I was born to do this. And we say, you weren't born to do a thing. You were born to explore contrast. You were born to give birth to ideas. You were born to experience the nitty-gritty of this leading-edge time-space reality because you want to be in on the expansion of the universe. It's the expanding universe that feels good in your belly as you let it happen, you see. But when you expand in a way and you don't let yourself go with the expansion, then that tug of war takes place. So you're getting it, aren't you? Every negative emotion, no matter how strong or mild it is, means you're pointed in opposite direction of what you are wanting. And so when you get a sense of the way you feel and the power and importance of it, and you begin to let it help you quantify your journeys, then you begin to have a wonderful time long before you have the fruition of something, because moving in the direction of it is such an exhilarating life experience. As you begin to understand that this river of life is always flowing and that you are contributing to it massively, and you stop beating the drum of what's wrong. In other words, when the contrast of life helps you to know you want more money, the source energy part of you says, yes, of course, and becomes the vibrational equivalent of. You have a veritable fortune amassed for you vibrationally. But then you beat the drum of, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. Not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. I don't know anybody who has enough money. Hardly anybody I know has enough money. That person over there does, but that greedy bugger has more money than he needs over there. Not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. And we say, as you beat the drum, and you don't mean to do it, we don't see any of you sitting down and saying, not enough, not enough, not enough, but you go to the store, the beautiful blouse is $275. Not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough, not enough. What's wrong with them? Why would they charge so much for something? I could make that for a fraction of that if I knew how to make that. And as you focus upon what is wrong, or as you observe what is, do you know that if what is has caused you to ask for more, but you give most of your attention to what is, you don't let yourself turn in the direction of what is more. You have to begin thinking about what you want and why you want it. As you begin to imagine what it would feel like to have it, then you turn in the direction of it. And you know, you don't even have to work too hard. We just want you to reach for better feeling thoughts. If your mantra were this, I'm going to reach for the best feeling thought I can find from where I am. Not the best feeling thought I've ever thought, just the best one I can find from where I am. You would begin right away to live a wonderful life. And so, as we define all of these emotions along this emotional scale, and we think it would be a very good idea if you would replace all of these emotions with just one that you are reaching for, and that is the emotion of relief. Because it does not matter where you put your boat in the stream. If you're reaching for a feeling of relief, which means you're letting go of the oars, the stream will turn you. And in the moment that the stream turns you, you feel better. Friends, you must let yourselves be who life has caused you to become if you are to feel good. You just got to let yourself keep up with the expanded version of you. It's the eternal intention that you hold. And when you don't feel good. And it really is that simple. So there are a couple of things that we think would be of enormous value for you to remember. In fact, this is so profound, you might want to write this down. I am where I am. I am where I am. But it doesn't matter where you are in relationship to this stream, because the stream's moving, and it's moving toward everything that you want. And if you'll just let go of the oars and let yourself turn in the direction of it, you will feel immediate relief. And as you are consistently turning, consistently letting go of the oars, you might have to 2,000 or 3,000 times a day. You might have opportunity to feel a negative emotion about something. And if you'll stop in the middle of it and just say something as simple as, I don't have to think about this right now. This is not my work. I'm pointed upstream. I think I'll just let go of this thought. And you would let yourself turn in the stream. As you begin to get in the habit of reaching for a better thought and reaching for a better thought, before you know it, you're flowing along in this stream. And before you know it, all kinds of things are lighting up for you. It is so exciting. Once you begin moving in the direction of all of the things that you've been asking for, opportunities that have been there all along that you couldn't see because you had your back to them begin to show up to you. And when you see something, you feel an enthusiasm toward it. You are not here with your action to make things happen. You are here to use the power of your mind, the power of your focus, the power of your vibrational offering, the power of your awareness of your emotions and your alignment with who you are. And when you come into vibrational alignment with who you are, or even when you turn in the direction of that alignment of who you are, then life begins to feel good to you. And that's what every one of you intended.